Amen. Some people say, do you have to get that emotional? When you're in God's presence, you will get that emotional. I've never seen anybody in the Bible that come into God's presence and be stoic in the process. It's an impossibility. As we've been studying Francis Chan with our life groups, and you come into the presence of God and you melt in His presence. His glory, His beauty, His majesty, His strength, His love. So I want us just to come in and just be forever wrecked and forever changed by divine encounters. We have had this schedule. I told y'all we were going to have about 4 weeks of no Pastor Sid on Sunday mornings and from different things. And this week we are really excited that Brother Jeff Vaughn. Thank you, Brother Clay. I appreciate that. You know, I need to quit calling you cuz and start calling you brother, because we brothers in Christ, ain't we? He's the firstborn, but doggone, I don't know if we second, third, or 2 millionth, but we in that line somewhere, ain't we? Amen. Cousins are just kind of distant, but brothers are different. Amen. So, Brother Jeff Vaughn is going to be coming and sharing this morning. Leah and I talked, and we want to keep the kids from Children's Church down here today. Brother Jeff is a son of the house. He has been called full-time into missionary service to the nation of the Philippines, and we are excited about what God is doing over there. When Jeff first went over there, they were doing outreach and impacting 50 kids and their families with the outreach. That has expanded to over 300 right now. And so we had lunch this week. Me and him and Courtney had lunch this week, and we were just sitting and talking about the vision of the ministry and the needs of the ministry and what all God was doing and how we as a body can help facilitate that and everything. And I just want us to come in and really undergird Brother Jeff and strengthen him and be a resource and a storehouse with prayers, with agreement, coming together and joining together in agreement, with financial resources, with anything whatsoever that he needs, that the Lord would just move through us and many others in using him. So I'm going to turn this over to Brother Jeff, and we love you, brother. We're excited about what you're doing. We're excited about Whitney going back with you next month, and we are pumped about, where's Whitney at? We are so pumped about her going over there, and that God's already moved, but God's going to radically change and just wreck your world when you get over there and you just get fully vested in what God's doing among those people. And I'm really excited. Whether it's short term or long term, God's going to change your life because of your yes that you declared a few weeks ago. I fully believe that, and I'll just declare that this morning. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Jeff. He's got slides and different things that he's going to show us. So y'all go ahead, stand up and give him a hand clap of appreciation and love. Amen. Yes. Amen. We love you, brother. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Yes. Amen. 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 Jeff quit his job with the police force that he had for over 20 years because he felt like God said, go to the Philippines. And he quit his job and everything that goes along with that, the financial security and everything that comes with that. And he said yes to God. And so I appreciate that, and I applaud that today, brother. We honor you as a son of the house, but we honor you as a man of God that said yes to a foreign mission field. Amen.
Yeah, he gave me the microphone right. So I'm going to keep flowing. And what was started there in worship, man, it's been good. Something was started a few weeks ago when our pastor and his wife went to California. I mean, I can feel it in my spirit. There's a fire burning in you too. My gosh. Wow. And I feel it. I feel it. I kept seeing the word fire, 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 fire. So I contacted my people over in the Philippines. I'm like, what's the Visayan word for fire? And it's kalayo. And the Sabanian word for fire is gapui. So I had to learn those two words really quick. Thank goodness there's Facebook and they can send me a voice message. So I learned it. So that's what I keep seeing in my spirit is fire, fire. The fire that's burning in you is passing on to the house here. The fire that's passing on to the... to the house, it's passing on to me too. I feel it. I mean, something warm inside. this fire that's burning in me, it's going with me to the Philippines. It's going with me. It's going with me. We're carrying it to the crusade tonight. It was started last night. We're carrying it. We're carrying it to the crusade. This area, revival is here. No more. No more. No more wishing for it. It's here now. It's here. It started. Come be a part of it. Come tonight. My goodness, you guys don't have nothing better to do. Come. Come. Just come. Come be a part of it. Oh, yeah, I've got a nice, handy little slideshow. But on Monday, you know, I've been praying for some dreams. I like getting dreams. One of my crazy dreams was the marriage that led me to go into the Philippines. But on Monday, I had this dream. It was like this couple that was once married before, they're divorced. The wife has remarried. The husband has stayed pure. There's a reconciliation between the husband and the wife, original wife, and something was birthed out of that. During worship, it came to me what the meaning of that was. The wife is the church. The church has left Jesus. They have divorced Jesus. They married some other fake, which is not our original husband, which is the world. What God is doing is reconciling the church back to Jesus, and something that's going to be birthed, something new, a baby, which is revival. And I don't do that. I don't. But, I mean, I quit my job and I live 8,000 miles away, so I can do crazy stuff like that now. Wow, I think we can go now. I mean, we're done with church, you know. It's been good so far. I mean, it's really been good. Oh, yeah. I'll carry on with my craziness. Here, I have all the thank you letters for the Christmas gifts that you guys put together through Vacation Bible School. And if you were involved with that, I want you to come by and pick one up. They say, Salamat Kuya Jeff. Thank you, Kuya Jeff. But it's really to you guys. And there's a story behind the Kuya. When I first started, they started calling me Sir Jeff. But then after they got to seeing the love of Jesus that was manifest through me, through your prayers, through your giving, they started calling me Kuya. Kuya means big brother. So they hold me in high esteem now, because they're feeling that love. It's spilling over to the children. There we go. Make sure you get one of those. I've got mine already picked out. But that's just really cool. And I have like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories. When I got back, I was wanting to see. You know, I was complaining to God. And we don't complain to God. I was like, God, you know, I wanted to see like some crazy stuff. I wanted to see people get healed. I want to see demons cast out and stuff like that. I didn't really see the miracles that I wanted to see. He's like, Jeff, but you did. How many children do you have now? 300. I was like, well, that's... Raise your hand if you were praying for 100-fold blessings. Who did that? I want to see the person that did that. But no, that's a blessing in itself. But then he was like, what's your budget? Like, my original budget? Oh, yeah, it's for 100 kids. So where does the extra come from? Like, oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But, man, there were so many. The past year was so many divine appointments, just running into people and meeting people. It was just amazing. Just amazing. Now, you know, I had my moments. I did some stupid things. I ain't got a clue what I'm doing, to be honest with you. I'm like having to exhibit the childlike faith like Brett's talking about. Because I don't know. I have never been trained in mission work, much less dealing with 300 kids. But, you know, God saw that. He put this amazing team together. I mean, I have to give my team kudos. They're like, they're awesome. I asked them to do something, they do it. They let me do my crazy thing, you know. They're very open-minded and that. And most of them are young, so, you know, majority of them are college students. So their lives are being impacted, too. They get to see these miracles. They get to see us, oh, well, you know, we don't have enough food to feed these 300 kids. And all of a sudden, oh, there's 300 kids fed. Not only are their kids fed, but their parents are fed. Not only are their parents fed, everybody else is fed. Wow. It's amazing. Just amazing. Just seeing what God's doing. We may not get to the slideshow. I'm just going to flow. When I first got there, you know, there's opposition for everything you got to do. I had this vision. I saw this place. I knew Campo Dos was the place that God wanted me to go to. All the other pastors, the local pastors, they want to jump from this little place and that place. But God says, no, you're focusing on this little bitty village of I don't know how many people live there, but he wants you to focus and wanted me to focus on this small little bitty village. I'm like, okay. And then my pastor friends are like, you know, you don't need to go there. It's very dangerous. The New People's Army, which is the Communist Party, rebels are close by. You know, your life is going to be in danger. I'm like, you know, I've been there already and I felt peace. But, you know, the last time I checked, if God calls me to do something, he's going to protect me. If not, he'll send heaven's army to surround me, and he will protect me. So I'm going to go. I'm not afraid because I was a policeman for 29 years. I policed the crack in Villa Rica. I policed the west side in Carrollton. I'm not afraid. Anyway, if it's dangerous, it makes me more want to do it. And if you tell me I shouldn't be doing something, you can ask my mom, she's there. I'm going to do it anyway. So I did. I went, I assembled my team, and we went for our very first outreach there. We get there, come to find out there's what's the CAFGO, which is the National Guard for the Philippine Army. There's an encampment 6 kilometers away. Sorry, I don't do miles anymore, but 6 kilometers away, or not even that. It was maybe less than 3 kilometers away. They're there. The Barangay captain, the lady that's over the little village, she's insistent upon them coming to watch over me. So not only do I have Heaven's Army watching over me, I've got these 4 to 5 angels in camouflage that follow me literally everywhere I go. I go to the bathroom, they follow me. I go to take my bath, they follow me everywhere I go. Well, I went for a run, they followed me. I try to escape them, they follow me. So I am protected just by that childlike faith that I exhibited of my calling to go to that place. Man, it's just awesome. That's just one of thousands of little stories. Thousands, I have thousands. Should we show the slides? Yeah, you guys need to see some stuff. The kids want to see the slides. Okay. And I'll just kind of narrate some of the things. I have lots of papers here. And this is like these are the 3 kids that stole my heart. I mean, I just, you know, that was one of them other God-ordained moments. I took I'm pressing the button too much. But I'm not good with the gadgets. If I say something crazy, it's probably Visayan, so don't think nothing of it. Or I may be speaking in the Holy Spirit. That's like what Mindanao is. What? It's doing crazy stuff. It's okay. But I have just a little bit of the history. The history of the area I am is Sindangan is the city that actually it's called a municipality, which hasn't quite made it to the city yet. But the outline areas is like 52 barangays, which are just subsections of the area. It covers 174 square miles, and there's 94,000 people that live. And according to the 2010 census that live in the area. So I'm looking. They just did a census, so I'm thinking there's going to be 100 and something, the way the growth rate is going. So just, and I'll get more into how the little village is going to impact all those people toward the end, and I'm going to cast out my vision of what God gave me for the future of it. Well, maybe we won't do the slides. That's all right with me. I like talking. Which, if you knew me before, man, I'm utterly frightened for getting in front of everybody and speaking. So, but I speak in front of 300 kids now, so which is really cool. I've been learning the language, so I've learned a lot of the greetings, which is awesome because the Filipino people are very, very curious. They're very curious, and they're very impressed if you eat their food and then you learn their language and speak their language. So if I'm in town, I'll always throw out a greeting, good morning, good afternoon, good noon, good evening and stuff, and it really opens doors. They're like, oh, the white guy, he knows the Americano, he knows our language. And I eat stuff, and this is funny, I'll tell this because this home folks, I was eating. They give me anything to eat, and I'll eat it. And I messed up one time and asked them, what is this? And they said, oh, it's the inside of the pig. I'm like, oh, okay. Note to self, do not eat that again. Well, I've got some of the pictures outside, so send me at the end, and you'll get to see some of the pictures. So we'll just... You guys don't worry with the slideshow. I'll just go from here if it's okay. But and the very first outreach was amazing. We had the 55 kids, and I had one of the pastor's daughters. And I didn't know what I was doing, so I had one of my good friend pastor. His daughter came with us because she has outreaches around, and we just had an awesome, amazing time with the kids. And before I left, Cindy Hardy like prophesied, you know, I want to see those three kids. I want to meet them. And Cindy was like, oh, they'll find you. I was like, well, really? Okay. And I get there, and we started at the school, and we ended up at this other place where we're going to have a little open field with the kids. And this little girl was walking. And next thing I know, I'm holding this little girl's hand, and we walked to this place, and it was one of the girls in my photo. So they found me. That was amazing. Of course, I cry when I think about that one. I'm tearing up now. But it was really good. We just had fun. We had fun. We played games with the kids. We sang songs with the kids, and then we shared just a little Bible story. On the table out there, I have just an outline of some of the things we do, so you guys can see. And it just carried on from there. The next time we had another one, we kind of We mixed it up. I think we gave out some food packages of sardines, a kilo of rice, and a couple of noodles to all the kids. We got to do that. And I think the second one, we had about 113 kids. And it continued to grow until Christmas. When I came up with the Christmas list, I was like, oh, no, they're going to be mad at me. 250 kids I sent. But, my gosh, you guys are awesome. You gave enough for Christmas presents for 250 kids. That's a lot of kids. But not only that, when Christmas came around, everybody heard about the gifts coming from the U.S., so we ended up with 270 kids. So those 250 kid gifts that you guys sent, they were enough for 270. Another one of those miracles that I saw that I didn't realize until just now. Wow, that's really good. But that, you know, that rocked on. Then it came time, Robin contacted me and says, what's something you need? I'm like, well, it's really hard getting to the village. It's like the road's like driving on the gas line here in Harrison County. Luckily, I have the experience of it. But the motorcycle I was riding, it just didn't like the big crossing the creeks or stuff like that. So they, She asked me, and I was like, well, I could use another motorcycle. That'll help me in getting there. And my goodness, you guys gave. And I have another motorcycle, but it has character now because I crashed it a few times learning how to ride it on the rough roads. But it's okay. And I have character, too. I have a nice little scar on my leg. And I could go on and on about the crazy stuff that happened because it's crazy, you know. It's warfare. It's warfare, you know. And the enemy's going to send stuff. He's going to send stuff. He's going to make you sick. He's going to cause you to crash your motorcycle. But then God's there to make sure you don't fall off the cliff. You fall over this way and you're not injured. And the person that's riding with you, they don't have any scratches. So, you know, he's good. He's good. And the power goes out. Oh. And I can't send emails. I could go on and on. We're spoiled here in the U.S. Come visit me. You'll be pumping water to take your bath because there's no water. You turn on the spigot, there's no water. But it's good. That's my love. That's where I belong. And I know it. I'm just going to cast a little bit of why this place was so important. This Campo Dos was so important. It's in a location to where not only are the people in Campo Dos impacted, but everybody in the outlying further mountains are impacted too because they have to pass through Campo Dos to get to town. So if this place is on fire for Christ, guess what? They're going to know it when they pass through. They're going to know it. And then I got to thinking, you know, when I was walking around and talking to people, and I find out there's a 15-year-old girl there. 15. Who here is 15? 15. Your age. She's already married. Already married. They go to the elementary school. There's elementary school there. Everybody goes to elementary school. After that, they don't have nothing left. You know, they're having to work. They're 15 years old and married. I'm like, God, what do we do about this? And then he laid it on my heart. Well, you know, let's continue their education. Let's build a boarding house in town. Let's, so the kids can come and go to town and go to high school and to college. I'm like, well, okay, that's cool. You know, they can get then have a chance to get a job and support their families because they're not like Americans where we support our kids except for my kids. I've spent your inheritance, Whitney. Sorry. But they're not like our kids that continue to have support of their families. The kids, the eldest kid is in charge of the family, and they will go get a job, and they will send a portion of their money back to their parents to work. But one of the things about the Philippines, man, people love them. They have this Philippine people. They're very, very caring, so they love them. So they hire them to go be caretakers in other countries. They go to Dubai, they go to Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan, everywhere. So what God is speaking to me is through these kids that are going to be discipled for Christ through our boarding house, the boarding house that we're going to start, they're going to take that and they're going to impact the world. They're going to go places that me, as American, I cannot go. They're going to be in houses caring for these people's kids. And they're going to be winning them to Christ. That's how big this is. I'm like, wow, just to be a part of it. For this house house in Bremen, Georgia, to be a part of that, that's big. That's big. So thank you guys for your support. Thank you for being a part of this. That's you know, the biggest part of the where we're going in it, and of course we have to build something there. We have to build a place to house the outreach because right now we're meeting underneath a tarp. Sometimes if it rains, we'll find our way into the school. I don't know how we do that, but we find our way into the school and we have our outreach there. So we really need a building. And the other thing that's in need is some medical outreach. And dental outreach. So Chris is drawing up some plans for to build a building there, and we're going to have like a little room for dental outreach, a little room for the medical outreach. So we're going to be going 3 times a month at that point in time. Not only that, we're kind of building like a native house there, so when I just want to get away from all the rat race of being in town, I can go there and maybe spend 2 or 3 weeks there, you know, at the time. But and it's really cool because I've met dentists. I've met a pediatrician. A pediatrician lives in my building. And she was like, oh, yes, I will go. Just let me know. We'll go there to have a outreach. So the big plan is to have a medical outreach 1 weekend, which we'll have open it up to prayer. So we'll be praying with everybody at that point in time. You know, may skip a weekend. I don't know the exact. And then another weekend we'll have the outreach like we've been doing, feeding and sharing the word like that. But then the last outreach will be just a distribution where we give them a little bit of extra food because, they need it. They need it. The parents are farmers by trade, or they make these brooms that they take to town and sell for a few cents. That's how they support their families. They don't have really good jobs, or some of them will drive the motorcycles that carry the goods to town and stuff. But that's the future. But I need, man, you guys, I need you guys on board. Of course, you know, I don't like to plug it, but, I need the support. And if you want to support me, I need monthly support. That's the biggest thing right now. But I don't turn down anything. I have a little card out in the foyer that you can fill out, and if you want to make a pledge, and then we'll send you some envelopes. You can do that, or I even made it handy. You can go on the website that's under needs to be updated, and that's one of my mini projects. You can click on donate here, and you can set it up through PayPal to deduct from your checking account every month. So it's really easy, and most of all, you know, we need your prayers because this is big. You guys, it involves everyone here because this is the home church, you know. So make sure you get the prayer cards, put that on your refrigerator, any place handy, and pray for us. Pray for me, pray for the team, pray for those kids. You know, as you get one of these here, just pray for the kids. I have some, little bracelets that I brought back. I'll be kind of selling them at the end. I hate plugging this stuff. I feel bad when I do this. But I'll be selling those at the end. You can meet me in the foyer. And if you have any questions, just kind of hold them. And I'm gonna let Sid have the microphone. I just want us to keep flowing in what we're flowing in because the Holy Spirit is here. I don't know. I mean, he wrecked my world. I was telling about a dream that I normally don't talk about. So Sid, you just keep going, brother. You just keep going.
Amen. Goodness. Amen. Thank you, Brother Jeff. Jeff, when is it that you are heading back? June 28th. Jeff and Whitney will be heading back over there. Before he goes, we'll be, as a church body, obviously, we'll be praying over them, laying hands on them, blessing them, sending them out, and all of that as a team. So we'll be doing that at that time. As Jeff is here, home on leave over the next, 6-7 weeks or whatever that time frame is. Try to carve out some time to, encourage and strengthen or just revelate back and forth and all of that stuff. I try and give him a call, say, hey man, let's do lunch. And, Jeff and I set up something last week, and we had no more guys sat down and ordered, and in walked Courtney. So Courtney joined in with the party, and just little stuff like that. We really want him to be refreshed while he's here and get renewed vision. I pray that, Jeff, while you are home, God will continue to expand that vision through many things. And so that's my prayers. These next 6 or 7 weeks will just be a real time of renewed vision, expanded vision, refreshing for you physically. And I'll go ahead and declare a connection on a more personal level with people, not only throughout the house, but people in the community, okay? And so I just really, really pray that these next 6 weeks will just be a good time, a fruitful time of connection with people. So we just want to declare that over him. Amen. Hadn't God been good this morning? Well, let's just stand to our feet. I'm not going to add anything to what God has done this morning. I want everybody to be refreshed for tonight as we go to the crusade. So I want you to have it. Do not try to do 10 million things in the next, 4 or 5 hours. Be refreshed when you get there. Because a lot of times when we go into something, we are mentally toast, physically toast, and all of that. And we are not, we get it in athletics. Our kids at game day, even when I was a kid coming through before, you know, one thing you didn't do before we played, if we had a baseball game that evening, we didn't go swimming. My parents were not sports-minded at all, but even they knew, don't go swimming today, son. You won't have your legs for you tonight, or won't have your arm tonight, or anything like that. And so I want to challenge you to have a day of rest, a day of reflection, a day, and it might be outside, but don't go and say, I got 68 things on my do list. Let me knock out 42 of them today, okay? Because when we enter that stadium tonight, I want us to be a blushing bride when we enter that stadium tonight, okay? Y'all know what a blushing bride looks like. I want us to be a blushing. After Ambry and Tyler got engaged, and Ambry came in that first week and all that stuff, and she was sporting that ring and all, she kind of just glowed and radiated. Even before the wedding day. Huh? Even before the wedding day. And so tonight, I want us to enter that stadium as a blushing bride. You know, and people will be like, yeah, I got kissed by God this morning. I got kissed by God, and it was one of them sloppy, wet kisses, and I dug it. All right? So I want us to enter the stadium like that. So y'all have a blessed day today. Y'all be refreshed today. Just soak and bask in what he's doing. It's good to have Cynthia with us this morning. She's had thyroid surgery this week. She's doing well. Obviously, she's in the house. Continue to pray for rapid recovery and healing on that. And we just declare life and blessings over y'all, Leroy, and everything. And she's got some further tests coming on. And we declare just divine health over her. Amen. Divine health over her. So y'all be blessed, and we'll see you guys tonight. Oh, just one thing. The crusade is every night this week through Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Every night at 7 o'clock. And we're not having Wednesday night services. Our services are moving over there. So everybody remember that. Lori, did you? Yes.
We are honored. I don't remember your name.
Jose Alvarez.
Jose. To have him here with us, he's with the Crusade team. We're honored to have him here, and I want him to end us in prayer today before we go out tonight, please.
Amen. You know, you're talking about Psalm 32. Psalm 32 is real clear. It says, God will guide your feet. Let your feet be guided to somebody today and invite them to the Crusade. Everybody in this county needs hope. All of us need hope, Sid. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful, Lord God, Father, for being able to come over here and just a fellowship with Victory Church, Lord God, today. Oh, Father, thank you for that holy kiss that you've given out to us, Lord. Help us to shine that light to others, Lord. As Pastor said, help us not to get too busy, but to have our minds ready to hear the word, Lord. Thank you for the speaker tonight, Father God, and I just thank you again. Father, in Bremen, Lord God, in Tallapoosa, Lord God, in all the surrounding areas, Lord, as the crusade leaves, Lord God, let us be caught on fire with the Holy Spirit to share with others, Lord God, what you have done. And Father, we started with a revival, Lord God. Let that revival begin in us. We love you and adore you in Jesus' name. Amen.